This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I woke up this morning in some Japanese family's rec room, and they would not stop screaming.
Loud noises!
Don't touch me. I'll beat your brains out.
Not a game, not a game, not a game.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
It's sports.
All around the clock, sports all the time. That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never going to work. That's ridiculous.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hey, welcome to another Doug and Daddy Show coming at you on a Wednesday. State golfers abound. The rounds have already started for day two of state golf, whether you're in North Platte, whether you're in Kearney, whether you're in Lincoln and Pioneers. Best of luck to everyone out there. Another great day for state golf. After Monday, you just shook your head. What would Tuesday and Wednesday bring? Could not have had a better 2 days for a state golf tournament. That is just absolutely fabulous. So congratulations to everybody, first of all, for making it to state golf, and second of all, good luck as you wrap up rounds today and finish out the spring sports season here in whether it's in central, western, or in eastern Nebraska in Lincoln. Like I said, a Pioneers Class A going on. Grand Island shooting a heck of a round yesterday, getting it done. Great job for them. Kearney sitting in ninth place right now. Those are the two Class A teams involved in our listing area. Tony Davis, Big Daddy, right here. Damon Day sitting in for Doug Duda, along with Derek pushing the buttons. Coach had basketball on last night. I don't know how much you got to see of it, but the series is tied at 2-2.
Who's playing?
We got the Suns and the Lakers last night.
I'm not a hoops. I read it on. I read the internet, the newspaper, whatnot. But it is such bad stuff to watch. I don't know how. And granted, I grew up in the heyday of Bird, Magic, Mike at the old United Center. Now, that was basketball. Nowadays, it's all free throws and whatnot. There's no more bad boys. I mean, seriously, where's Rodman and Rick Mahorn throwing guys around? And, I mean, you talk about how you talk about how great LeBron is. Seriously, man, Bill Laimbeer would have planted him about 8 times by now to where LeBron would never have gone back in the lane again. So I just don't watch it. It's not something that I guess if it's on or whatnot, I'd rather watch reruns of old golf tournaments than watch the NBA.
Oh.
NBA is just brutal.
Well, I think we obviously differ here because Derek's been involved in these series. Derek to bench last night for the Suns, getting a fit. What? How many points they have?
54 points. They outscored LA's bench 54-20 there. Leandro Barbosa had 14. Channing Frye came up big last night, and he's been slumping. I think he made one bucket in his last two games out of about 19 shots there. So the Suns needed the game. They got it. So now they're heading back to LA, and basically it's a 3-game series now, with LA having that home court there. So I tell you what, they looked a little rusty last night and a little out of sorts compared to how they've been playing, L.A., that is. And I push it all to the side. They got Kobe Bryant. When the decisive time comes in this series, I think he's going to take it over.
Channing Frye, I believe, played in the Mr. Basketball Tournament right here in Kearney as a high school, I believe, junior, going to be a senior.
Did he go to Arizona? Is that right?
I believe
he went. I think he was a Wildcat, right?
I think he was a Wildcat. I believe he played in the. I think he only went to college for a year, maybe two. Check that out for us. But a fantastic job.
The thing that I laughed about when I was driving in here, the Duke telling the scores or whatnot, and they're like, Channing Frye had 14. You knew the Phoenix was. I mean, anytime Channing Frye is getting major pub to open up a sports center, you know the Lakers are just going there. Dude, Channing Frye just beat us. You know, so I might watch it now.
You're all fired up for golf league, and then you found out last night you don't have golf league because state golf tournament going on. They're getting ready for that and up at Meadowlark.
Now my wife knows that we didn't have golf league.
Oh,
last night.
Great.
Yeah, nice.
Note to self.
Yeah, note to self. No, I'm joking. I told her 5 minutes before I was leaving for Prairie Hills that there was really no golf league, and she kind of gave me the look like, really? But no, Tuesday's golf night. You got to find a place to golf. You know, that's scheduled in. Now, so with the state tournament going on, yeah, we went golfing up at Prairie Hills last night.
Since baseball has ended, you've spent a few days on the golf course, got to see some courses in the area.
Yeah.
A few shout-outs you'd like to give some courses for.
Oh, no. I if you're a golfer in central Nebraska, there's some nice courses. You know, I can honestly say since we finished our season, I've golfed every day. I've done nothing baseball-related now for about 5 days, and it's been phenomenally fantastic, you know, and got to play out in, I always miss Centura Hills. Very good condition. Very nice. Played out at Prairie Hills past couple days with the golf tournament going on. Phenomenal out there right now. Everything is green, and, you know, I'm a big greens guy as long as the greens.
That Derek asked you, how's the greens look at Prairie Hills? And you said excellent.
Yeah, Prairie Hills, man. I'll tell you what, if you haven't been out there in a while, you need to go check it out. It is definitely growing, and they're really doing a nice job on the greens. And, of course, Meadowlark's lights out. I mean, the work that Bidek does up there and Dave James and the city of Kearney and keeping that with as much play and as much traffic as those greens get and that course gets. To keep it in the condition that they do as an avid golfer, man, there's no better home course to have than Meadowlark Hills. So I'm definitely hoping to parlay my part-time duties as a fill-in host. I'm hoping that we can get me something with the Golf Channel here shortly.
There you go.
You know, like my own, Coach Damon, we're just going to pay you a lot of money to go golf, and then you write a story about it. That's what I'm hoping to parlay this Doug and Daddy part-time host duty into. Someone asked me, what's your dream job? I said, either coaching the Cleveland Browns or being a Golf Channel guy that just goes around and plays golf courses. So,
fair enough. I believe there's nobody out there that actually gets to do that luxury, but maybe they can make a position for you.
I think that's something that, you know, get an average golfer's opinion on a golf course. Not these fancy smancy, all these pros talking about, you know, let's talk about the grill room. Let's talk about how nice the course is. Was it easy to get onto? How much did it hurt in the pocketbook?
Yeah.
You know, just an average golfer's day at the
how the nacho it was
were the nachos
was
good
the
at
beer
the turn?
Cold? Was you the know, beer cold?
Was the were the adult beverages kept at the right temperatures in the beer cart? You know.
How did the beer cart girl look? Well, you're married, so you can look, you just can't.
I don't ever like to say that because I don't want to be the creepy guy. Because if you say something about a beer cart girl on the radio, now at Meadowlark, when all the beer cart girls are out there,
yeah,
like, there's the creepy guy right now. So I don't even make eye contact.
Yeah, they're doing, I give a little shout out to my friends Croc and Andy Avalos from the football team. They're doing this, going, stranger danger, every time they look at you.
We go to the Den Popper inbox here, guys. You can shoot us an email at the Den Popper inbox, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Spell out and there, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Nick from Prairie Hills chimes in. He says, thanks for the plug, guys.
Good.
Got him in good shape up there, Nick.
Yeah, very, very nice. Very nicely done. Played it last night. So big golf time, you know. Got to get things going. Recruiting and Little League starts up next week, so.
You get about two to three weeks off, and then you start looking for kids for.
Yeah, June 1 is kind of when.
How many kids are we looking to replace? Or what do we got?
We graduated six seniors. We got to replace with Jared Lushen and Blake Cover from a baseball standpoint. Everybody's in house. All what we need to do is in house. We're trying to find a left-handed pitcher and a left-handed bat, but I bet you if you took an informal poll of all 300 Division II teams in the country, they're looking for a left-handed bat and a left-handed pitcher right now. So it's not so much recruiting as much as do you win the lottery or not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're left-handed out there and in high school or even elementary school or middle school and you know how to throw left-handed, just keep doing it. And then, because you'll get a scholarship just when you write down that you're left-handed.
What age does a left-hander realize he's strange? Because they're all a little goofy out there. If you throw the baseball left-handed, you're not really on the same wavelength. Would you agree with that?
Yes. It starts with how they put, if you ever notice, their hats. It always starts with the lefty tilted hat. Because when they tilt their, when they tighten their hat, they tighten it with their left hand. and you're, and this is the explanation of it, is that it tugs that way because you're left-handed. I've dealt with left-handers before, and you don't want to deal with them. Pitchers are a tough enough breed to deal with,
right,
alone. You throw a left-handed pitcher into the mix. We've only had three or four in my coaching tenure, and they're a strange, strange crew. But man,
you can't find them.
No, they you know, being a Division II school, they'll go to a Division I school just because they're left-handed to face one hitter every weekend. I mean, how many times do you go to a Husker game or whatnot? They'll bring a lefty in on lefty matchup type of thing, and so
they want that ball going away.
Yes,
going away, beating it into the ground.
Yep. So
pretty simple.
Just, yeah. It's just so different. It's because you just don't face left-handed. You know, your whole life you face right-handers. Everybody's right-handed. And then, you know, you get a left-hander that can do some things, so.
But even in the dugout, when you're sitting down there and you got a left-handed kid, you're sitting down there going, Sal, are you paying attention? And he's like, what? It's okay if you're left-handed, because that's just you. You know, if you're a right-handed guy, you're going to run laps for that, for not being up by the fence, not being into the game. But if Sal's sitting there and he's left-handed, you're like, oh, hell, just whatever, Sal. Just do your own thing. Be ready to go.
Yeah, lefties, I always say, I don't know the official number of it, but I bet you most serial killers were left-handed. They kind of got that
very unscientific fact there. But.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any scientific basis for that fact I just stated, but there's something. Most left-handers that I've dealt with pitching-wise, they err on the side of woo-hoo, hello, you know.
Oh, and the older you get, the fewer of them have the ability to. I mean, the good ones are still playing, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I bet you Tom Glavine could call right now. I bet you Tom Glavine gets an email a day from a GM. Hey, man, how about you come back for a little bit? You know, just need you for 5 to 10 starts. I mean, just guys like that. So
you still hit that outside corner, Tom?
Yeah. They still give you 8.5 inches throughout your career. I love it.
They frame that box, and you're like, "Dang!"
Yeah. You know,
the old ESPN deal. It's way out there.
Yeah, you know, you can go back, and if you look it up on the internet, there's some cool stuff to look up about since they brought in that umpire strike stuff and how much it affected Maddox and all these guys who had earned the right to pitch out there. And it seemed like every inning they just went a quarter inch more farther out than by the eighth. It was, you know, who was it? Was it, remember Eric Gregg and LeVon Hernandez? Yeah. When LeVon Hernandez like struck out 18 in a playoff game? If you go back, they stat tracked it. Eric Gregg was like 33% right in a playoff game. They did it with the strike zone from center field for the pitches that they could, and you can read about it because, you know, he's no longer an umpire.
Eric Gregg's like, well, it was sweeping. Yeah. When it was 18 inches before that, the ball moved a lot that last 18 inches.
Yeah. I love arguing with umpires about that. They're like, it caught the corner. I'm like, you know what? I'm not a scientist, but that's physically impossible. I like when you catch. That's how you get an umpire, is when you start talking physics. When you start talking physics with a guy and be like, you know what? I want to know how that pitcher did that because that's physically impossible. I'll get a professor from the UNK physics department to explain that you're making stuff up back here, buddy.
Give me the derivative. They're like, what?
Yeah.
Derivative. Wow.
Head back to the Den Popper inbox here, guys. A few emails flowing in here. One from John and Carney says, there is a God. Doug is gone. No rants today. Just good sports talk radio. So that coming from John. And also, we got an Irish Kin sighting here. He said, thought I would forget you, huh? Just old Irish Kin checking in to dispel any hopes that you may have thought that I went away for good. Big Daddy, the darn fish are not biting. And he goes on to say, we welcome the next great Irish quarterback into the world today. This was yesterday when we got this email. Brian Kelly is already offered him a scholarship. Touchdown, Jesus forgives you, Doug. That from Irish Kin. So apparently a new member of the Irish Kin family there. So congratulations.
BCS.
See, that's got Coach staying here. And
that's what they're talking. We're feeling it. It's quiet. It's just quiet.
That's what they were talking last year, though, wasn't
it? It's just chatter right now. It's just small background noise.
By the way, Andy Meyer, UNK track coach, on his way out, is set to join us later in the show for our Loper Link, as we do every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All right, what happened to Charlie Weiss? In hindsight, it was a bad hire. It just didn't work out. What was the Bill Callahan? In hindsight, what were we?
What do you mean, Bill Callahan? Just, you You know, Bill Callahan and I graduated from the same college.
Yep.
I don't say that anymore.
No, yes, well, let's keep that on the
The first year that he was hired, I was like, oh, yeah. Second year, we're from the same area.
Benedictine?
Yeah. Yep.
I didn't even have to look that one up, by the way, people. I knew that off the top of my head. And so you, obviously a different era, and didn't really, aren't that close with Bill.
Oh, God, no. No, I don't. Well, I've met him before because my assistant coach was his best man in his wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love to hear his take on Nebraska.
Wouldn't that? Would you like to be a player?
No, I always thought with Coach Swanson, he was a great guy, huge mentor of mine, had a huge impact in my life, but I'm not allowed to talk Nebraska football with him anymore because his take on what happened and my take on what happened are definitely not on the same page, but you know how that goes. But, you know, I don't know what happened with Charlie. At the end of the day, those guys didn't play. I mean, Notre Dame, if you watch them, they didn't play. You know, and that's the thing you got to – when you look at a coach like a Bo Pelini or a and I love Bo Pelini. I was not the biggest of Husker fans under Callahan and whatnot. But I love Bo Pelini because Bo Pelini does what – not – I mean, on a same – it's the same thing because, you know, I always joke that, you know, just because it's Division II baseball, it doesn't mean it doesn't matter to me as much as it does to, like, you know, a Bo Pelini or our kids. It doesn't matter the division you play in. It matters just that much. And that's the thing I love about it. You know, Bo Pelini, an Urban Meyer, a Brian Kelly, it sounds like, is their ability to get kids to play above them, to play above their head, to do the things that they need to do that necessarily they may not be able to do on a day-in and day-out basis, but somehow Urban Meyer gets his guys to do
compete.
It on Saturdays.
Is that compete the word you're looking for?
Yeah, you know, to lay it out there and to do things, to get those guys to put all their selfishness aside, to get all their egos aside and do what is best for the university to win football games. And I think if you look at Notre Dame and all the recruiting talent that they had, they were a pro-style team. And you're not, hey, you know what, we're down by 17. I'm not really going to go hurt my leg right now because that may make me drop three rounds. You know, that's why I did have a tremendous amount of respect for Golden Tate. Here's Golden Tate, who could probably be a pro baseball player and a pro football player, and you still see him going over the middle late in games. You still see him trying to do some things to get some stuff back. But, you know, I think he put all his eggs in the Jimmy Clausen basket. I don't think Jimmy Clausen's a bad quarterback, but I don't think there's ever competition. You know, it was like,
here's
so
the
I
ball,
think, yeah.
It's yours. Nobody.
You're the heir apparent to Brady, and then I think you get the backups who are saying, well, we're never going to be, no matter, Jimmy can go out and throw it all over the yard and get picked as a freshman, and I'm not going to get a chance to play. And so I think that's the thing that Weiss didn't do. Weiss didn't wake up to, you know.
That's maybe a huge striking difference between, you know, Bo Pelini will tell you right now at the left guard position, hey, we got three guys battling for it day in, day out. You know what? We're going to give them a week before to realize who that starter is. Until then, boy, this competition's up in the air. And you know what? Your ankle's a little sore and you're not ready to go today. Well, that gives X2 a step up, a leg up on you. You'll go battle it out. Get back as soon as you can, buddy.
Yeah, and you know, that's the one thing, though, I will joke and I would never want to fight Bo Pelini because he would end me. But that would be the one thing if I ever got to sit down and just kind of BS with him. I'd be like, lighten up one time. I want you to look in the camera and smile and be like, we practiced well today.
Yeah.
Because every day it's just, we got a lot of things to work on. I know you do. You know what? But the Husker Nation and everybody.
We all do. We're married. We understand.
You know, I got a yard to get mowed before I leave for vacation, too. But you know what? But it's one of those things that just smile one time and say, you know what? Our guys had a great practice today. And I'm sure he does that to his players. But one time, and I it'll never probably happen because I don't think he's going to pander to the media or pander to what everybody else thinks type of situation because he's going to be his own coach. And, you know, as my brother always says, keep going because this is just a training job for him to be the next coach at Ohio State. And my brother's an Ohio State alum, so.
Oh, Nebraska fans, they shake when they hear that, but
it's
very
true.
Well may possibly be true.
Yeah.
Nebraska fan would argue, oh, wherever he's as big as Ohio State, well, we'll see when that time comes and Tressel's on his way out, which should be a few years down the road, I would assume.
Yeah, it's either going to be Stoops or Pelini, and I think Pelini, if he does what I think he's going to do here in Nebraska, I think he'll be the guy that ends up getting it. So,
hey, we're going to take a short break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got to give you a chance to win tickets. I'll tell you what, we got a great lineup of tickets to give away. We've got Yeah, you saw the movie Goonies. You've heard of Corey Feldman. Well, his band is coming to the Garage this Saturday night.
Truth Movement.
The Truth Movement coming to the Garage this Saturday night. So, if you're going to be around this Memorial Day weekend, want to go see a band?
Did Corey Feldman die?
No, that's Corey Haim. See, they were buddies. They had the show, the reality show, the two Coreys.
Oh.
And they were in several movies together, including The Lost Boys, the vampire movie way back in the day.
And this guy was the guy in Goonies.
That's correct.
Okay. Great
Baby.
Movie.
At 9:30, though, 9:30 show on Saturday. Give us a call. We'll take caller number 3, 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-3776. Caller number 3 to see Truth Movement at the Garage, 9:30 on Saturday. Back after this.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. CharterWest National Bank.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
John Callahan of Huskers Illustrated.
Quarterbacks Taylor Martinez and Cody Green giving you a different dimension to their offense.
Steve Sipple, the beat writer for the Lincoln Journal-Star.
He gives you that dimension of speed that I don't think you can keep him off the field.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents weekly Big Red Lunches. Wednesdays beginning September 1st. Brought to you by Complete Nutrition, Home Federal Savings Bank, and Midas.
We'll see some breaks of sunshine develop across the area today with an isolated chance for some showers and storms as well. Highs reached around 80 with a southeast wind of 5 to 15. We'll then stay partly cloudy tonight with a low at 58. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
You're as cold as ice. Back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Had a winner. Go see the Truth Movement and Corey Feldman.
They got Eric from Grand Island in. He was caller number 3. He's going to see him at the Garage Truth Movement, 9:30 on Saturday.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. Later in the show, another chance for you to win tickets. Derek, we got a great lineup going on at the Heartland Event Center.
Hall of Famers, Foreigner, Kansas, Styx, all in one show. Those are rock Hall of Famers right there, and we'll have a chance for you to win a couple of tickets coming up later today, tomorrow, and Friday.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Hey, one thing we're taking you up to, that lunch hour, I want to remind you, the Godfather's Buffet is back, and it's better than ever right here in Kearney. The new location, North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza, just straight west of Complete Nutrition. Bigger and better, two dining rooms to serve you, seating for over 140, a game area. It's got the crane game. You can't wait to get your kid a stuffed animal so he's got something to play with this weekend while you're trying to catch a fish. I know he's down at the bottom of the boat, wanted to play in the minnow tank. Go up and win him one of those damn stuffed animals in that crane game that frustrates me every time I go up there. It's a great game. It's a great game. I love the Korean game. I love Godfather's Pizza. It's second to none, really. The buffet, $6.50. That includes salad bar. You can't go wrong. Call them for dine-in. Call them for carry-out. 234-9444. Remember, full catering service, rooms for private parties, extended hours, 11 to 10, Sunday through Thursday. Friday and Saturday, 11 to 11 delivery every day during store hours. Hey, check out the Calzone. They're huge and oh so good. Plus, you pick the filling. Each one is made to order, just like their pizzas. Check it out. Godfather's Pizza, new location.
We were talking some Notre Dame football here a little earlier with Damon, and I looked up on Rivals.com. According to Rivals, number 14 right now in the 2010 team ranking as far as recruiting goes, and Notre Dame has a whole lot of four-star recruits, the top of which they've got a quarterback, offensive lineman, wide receiver, offensive lineman, linebacker, and some big boys there on the offensive line, too, 6'8", 290, 6'5", 290. So they look like they're reloading pretty well there.
Is it going to be harder for Brian Kelly? Obviously, a much different transition when you're recruiting to Notre Dame than when you.
Cincinnati and Notre Dame, same academic requirements. No, I think that was the big question. I mean, seriously, anybody gets into Cincinnati.
Well, Bob Huggins proved that. Exactly. He graduated four of them in 31 years.
And so I'll be interested to see, you know, but as a coach, you adapt, you figure out a way. I think he's going to be fine. The thing that I don't like is that. If you look back at Tom Lemming and all these guys that talk about recruiting, they'll tell you about who their class is. But have you ever gone back and checked and seen 5 years after, 10 years after, how right they were? They're wrong 95% of the time. I think that is one of the biggest jokes or one of the biggest, you know, those guys, what? They're not scouting them. They just hear from somebody who hears from somebody. You know, they're not sending out their guys to see those people play. They're watching a couple videotapes against where one guy, you know, you just look that much better than you do against somebody else. You know, it's like when you go to a high school Class A football game, you can pick the two Division I guys probably after about the first 5 minutes of the game and figure out where you're going to go from there. And so I don't buy into the recruit. What was it? Nebraska's recruiting class was what, number one?
Well, yeah.
Or number two or something like
that? In the top six or eight when the year Bill Callahan with Marlon Lucky was a five-star. And was
now, isn't Sue the only one? Sue and a couple other guys? Was that the recruiting class?
It had to be. It had to be that one. And Sue
was like
might have been a four-star.
I thought Sue was like only like a three-star something.
Oh, there's people out there that can tell us that 1-888-455-3777. They're like, no, bozos.
No, my players are emailing and texting me right now, all the Husker fans that I got, because that's the thing that I don't understand. I'll give them the scouting report for who we're facing that weekend, and they won't be able to repeat it back to me, but they'll tell you who the Huskers are playing this weekend during the fall or whatnot. We'll go over our pregame stuff, and they can't even think about it because they're worried about South Dakota State of mines and technicians that are coming in to play the Huskers this year. They're more worried about what offense they're going to run at us.
You know, during that last break, Dan, it's interesting when you get somebody who loves baseball like you do, when you get football coaches in there, love football, and if you get a Bobby Crocker in here that's had an opportunity to be in the SEC with Ole Miss or be at a Kansas and get to be around atmospheres. To go to pro baseball, Steve, that's one thing you and your wife enjoy doing in the summer, getting away, seeing some different parks. You're actually going to see Wrigley this weekend. And I hope your wife, that's not a big surprise for your wife. Of all the baseball fields, you got a couple favorites out there. If somebody's looking to take a summer trip, I know Terry Douglas and I believe Bob Hammer, there's a couple, three other guys over in Grand Island. They take like a 6-day trip and hit seven parks. And
you know, I've been fortunate to go to a lot, and I will always say Old Cleveland Stadium by far is my, you know, the old mistake by the lake was actually, you know, that's my sentimental favorite because both of my grandfathers were ushers there and went to see my first game there with my dad and whatnot. And then Jacobs Field in Cleveland is a must see because there's just a great seat in the house. You know, something I'm really excited about is if you haven't been to Kansas City with kids. Now my little guy is 2 now, and so I'm really excited to get him down there because of all that new stuff that they have in the
house. Is that old enough for another year?
Yeah, probably another year. He's probably 3 or 4. He's going to really go crazy and have a great time. But those are the things that now that I'm a parent that you start to look at more often. And you know, I was telling my brother, I'm like, did Jacobs Field even have something like that? He's like, yeah, we used to walk by it. I was like, well, I never paid attention. He goes, there's a lot of things you don't pay attention to when you don't have kids. But Old Yankee Stadium was really, really cool because I got to go there the last year. San Diego's great. San Francisco's great. Dodger Stadium, you got to have a Dodger dog. And where we sat was the farthest point from home plate that you can sit without needing airbags for sickness or oxygen tanks or whatnot. But, yeah, you know, I always say is if you love baseball, go to a major league game and go early. Go early and soak it in and walk around and you know, be out in the park. Milwaukee's a phenomenal place to go catch
great
a
place.
Game. You know, and because that's just – and that's a whole day thing there. Kansas City has pretty good tailgating.
Well, you know, the funny thing about Milwaukee is it's like a Packer party almost.
Yes.
The flags are flying at 2 in the afternoon for a Tuesday night game.
Yeah, and they're still talking Packer football the whole time.
They go into the game in the 6 or 7, yeah. Check it out for a couple of innings. Yeah. Yes, it's
you know,
but a very good – that is a great stadium. I got to see that last summer.
Yep.
I say Minute Maid Park. You know what?
I haven't been there, but I'm really excited. We're going to go up to Minneapolis this summer and check out the new Twins Park,
Target
Field, and to me, there's. My first trip to Minneapolis in a long, long time. I'd been there when I was younger, but it was this year when we went up and played in the Dome. And you realize how cool Minneapolis is. That's a great town, and I didn't.
Nothing's wrong with the Dome, is it?
No,
wasn't a great
dome,
place to play. Wasn't
the
it?
Dome was cool, but. I don't know how they could do it, but if they could do something to where maybe in April, if it was a rain day, you could play inside the dome. I guess there's probably too much logisticals with that logistical stuff, but I can't think of a cooler place to be than in Minnesota, where in a night game where it's going to probably be 70, nice light breeze. It's not. I just think that that's a really cool that they went back to the outdoors. Now, granted, though, they're a playoff contending team.
M&M Twins are about as amazing 1-2 punch you can get.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I don't know what you're going to do on October the 13th or October the 15th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I mean, what are you going to do with the snow and everything else? So that's the stuff that, you know, it's just like the Super Bowl going to New York. Yeah, it's all fun and games until there's an 8-foot snowdrift
right
on the field and this and that. So I think that going to pro sporting events and going to different types of things are phenomenal. I love going to PGA golf events, mm-hmm. You know, and seeing how on TV it does no justice to what those guys can do.
I think Castle Pines is a prime example of that. The shoots they hit out yeah. of in those aspen trees, and you're like, oh, this is an eagle hole. And you're like,
yeah,
eagle hole, you got about 12 feet to shoot the thing from 50 yards out off the tee box.
Yeah, and that's the thing that everybody, you know, I always joke with people like, oh, well, golf pros. Also understand they're probably playing from about 60 yards farther back than you can even see. And everything is cut down and shaved down and mowed down, and everything's running super fast. Fairways, the course that you are playing on right now, that you know maybe has a PGA Tour event, that thing is so mundane compared to what it is for those 4 days. Because if you were out there, it would take you 8 hours to get the ball in to the cup.
You would have to have somebody bring more balls.
Yes.
Because your bag could not carry enough.
Yes, your caddy would keel over and fall down. So, but my favorite's Jacobs Field. But I'll tell you what, for the money and for being in close proximity to us, Kansas City's really done a great job with their stadium.
Oh, really? We're hugely lucky because you want to go west. Rockies Field, nothing wrong with that either.
Rockies is a great time. I always say is that I really noticed when, like, Kansas City is way kid-friendly, and Denver is way
not kid.
Husband and wife, go downtown for the day, have a really, but it's not as kid-friendly.
16th Street Mall, see the weirdos.
Yeah, you know, get panhandled.
There you go.
See a couple bum fights, never know what you might
get. We're
not
to that
Denver.
Playoff game. Guy's playing his harp. It's beautiful. I gave him about my buddy Chris from Holder, and he's like, I said, Chris, that could be you, buddy. I said, you play a harp, don't you? He just shook his head like, who doesn't play a harp? But seriously,
how many strings are on a harp?
A lot. I don't know.
I don't know either.
We'll effort that during the break.
Yeah.
Derek, that's your job.
Hey, I'll find it. I'll find it.
Hey, we got to take a short break. When we come back, Andy Meyer, a UNK track coach, on his way out. He's retiring, not because of old age, kind of a different deal. Got kids coming up. Going to get right off into the sunset. We'll be back after this. Doug and Daddy Show.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up. Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat. Build lean muscle for a stronger core and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger.
For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to complete nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
I'd like to call to order the fellowship of the one that got away.
Here, here.
We've got a new member with us today, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
What brought you here today, Jim?
Well, I was reeling in this huge bass, the size of a horse. I got it to the boat, and that old bass looked up at me, winked, spit out that lure, and disappeared.
Isn't it time you became part of the group? To find out where to get your fishing license today, Google Take Me Fishing.
Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Come see for yourself at the Get Ready for Summer Sale. Through May 27th, save $60 to $180 on four sale-priced Goodyear or BF Goodrich tires after instant and mail-in rebates. Plus batteries as low as $49.99 with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
The smell of smoke, the sizzle of meat, the endless compliments from your friends. Your Traeger grill makes it easy. And now it's time for you to be a part of history at the first ever Traeger Nationals Amateur Barbecue Contest, June 26th in Kearney. Whether you enter to win or just to have some fun and learn from other Traeger grill owners, it's all for a purpose. To raise money for the Nebraska Firefighters Museum. Plus, anyone that enters will qualify for free pellets for life. For more information or to enter, visit TraegerNationals.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Mines on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some breaks of sunshine develop across the area today with an isolated chance for some showers and storms as well. Highs reached around 80 with a southeast wind of 5 to 15. We'll then stay partly cloudy tonight with a low at 58. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Every Wednesday we do our Loper Link. We'll remind you, the College Store on 1420 West 24th Street now carries Campus Authentic apparel. Campus Authentic, so real the coach might put you in. Check out a huge selection of Loper gear at www.thecollegestore.com. Also brought to you by Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. Russ Smith has the loans. And we're pleased right now to be joined by Andy Meyer, UNK track coach. I believe in his 13th year with the Lopers and calling it quits. Welcome back to the show, Coach, and congratulations on the early retirement.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure if it's a congratulations, but it's going to be a change of pace for me. I know that.
Is there one thing or another that you're more proud of during your service here for UNK?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just the opportunity that I've had to work with so many just tremendous people as athletes here at Kearney. You know, they, looking at, you know, considering the lack of scholarships we have and the lack of opportunities we have to, you know, send kids to big meets and just, you know, compared to a lot of the schools we compete against, I feel like our kids put in a heck of a lot of effort and a lot of just devotion to the sport and to the school for what they get in return. But, you know, it's just been, that's been the biggest thing for me is just working with the kids and seeing them develop and taking small town Nebraska kids and, you know, seeing them succeed. That's probably the proudest thing I've had with this position.
Andy, how much of an impact or any will you have on selecting the next person, especially that works with the weights here that you've been so such an intricate part of?
Well, I mean, I hope some. I hope they give me an opportunity to have some say in it. I'd like to, because obviously I've put a lot of time and I've put a lot of my life and sacrificed a lot of my family time to develop this, and I want to see it left off in good hands. I really do.
Andy Meyer joins us here on Loper Link, on, like we do every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You do wrap up with the national meet, chance to see four of your pupils compete, a couple three in the weights here in Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's right. I'm standing out here at practice right now. We're getting ready. Sam Murphy competes tomorrow in the Hammer. Dane Toby, Sam Murphy, and Kylie Peterson compete on Friday in the Shot. And then Dane throws the discus again on Saturday, and Marty Molina triple jumps Saturday. So we've got a kind of a spread out 3 days here, but we're looking forward to it. It's a nice facility, and you know, we didn't get as many athletes into the national meet as I would have liked, but those that we do have here obviously deserve it, and you know, there's a few of them that have a real good chance to compete at a high level here, and you know, hopefully come home with some nice honors.
Andy, for those of us that don't know much about this national meet, to become an All-American, you need what?
You've got to finish in the top eight. You've got to place, basically, you've got to score in the meet to be an All-American. So there's a minimum of 16 athletes per event that qualify for this meet. It ranges from 16 to 20. So obviously, they're among the best in the country, and you know, that's why they call it the national meet. But I feel we've got pretty good chances to bring home some All-Americans, and you know, I gotta think Dane's got a chance to bring home a lot more than that if things go well for him.
When you think back of all the great throwers, Dane Toby's got a rank right there with anybody you've coached at Kearney.
He sure does. He's right up there. I mean, if not, you know, at the top, he might be the best. I mean, as far as the talent level and just he definitely does some things that the majority of the athletes that I've ever worked with, you know, couldn't do. And he is an amazing athlete. He's just an amazing competitor. I think that's the biggest thing with Dane. He has got a fire inside him that you just can't, you know, you can't coach. That part, you got to have it, and he's got it.
Andy, whether it's Dane or Lance comes from a small town, when you go back to the start of this deal and you're getting into coaching and you had success on the track in the weights, to carry that over and to know you're relaying some information and kids, was there a couple kids that early on really gave you confidence as a coach?
Oh, by far. You're exactly right there. You know, on the men's side, you know, one of the earliest ones I worked with was Tyson Bertrand. He obviously was a very successful thrower out of Kearney High. Tyson did a great job for me. He was there when I started, and you know, from start to finish, I was with him. And Janet Betcher, she was obviously the most decorated individual I've worked with on the women's side since I've been coaching. And you know, so I had a couple very, you know, successful athletes and just good people to work with when I started. And really, that I think that helped jumpstart me into being with it this long and, you know, obviously having the success that I've had.
What's next for Andy Meyer?
Well, I've, you know, as I've mentioned, I'm going to operate and manage the family farm back home. That's obviously enough to keep me pretty busy. I've got four daughters. My oldest will be in high school next year, and my youngest will be in first grade. So, They're all very active in sports, and, you know, I'm looking forward to being more involved in that and just spending more time at home. I've been on the road now for 10 years. I've been making the commute from Superior that long, and, you know, it just at some point, you know, you reach a stage where enough's enough, and it's very tough for me to give up this at Kearney. I mean, it's been very rewarding for me, and I'm going to miss it. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, I don't want to look back 10 years from now and say that I've, you know, feel sorry that I missed a lot of my kids growing up. So that's kind of been the decision.
Well, he was 9-time RMAC Coach of the Year, and Andy Meyer, congratulations, Andy. Thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck the next 3 days as these kids compete and try and become All-Americans.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
That was our Loper Link. As always, right here on Wednesday, the College Store on 1420 West 24th has your textbooks, and they're the cheapest textbooks. They guarantee it. Ask the manager for details. Shop online, www.thecollegestore.com. Also brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney. We offer all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons. We have the loans. Charter West National Bank. Take a short break on the Doug and Daddy Show, an opportunity for you to win tickets for Kansas, Styx, and Foreigner. No, we're going to do that as we head into the break, and I've got the trivia question for you. How many strings are there on a harp? Get within five of that. Get within five. How many strings are there on a harp? And you're going to Heartland Event Center, Kansas, Styx, Foreigner. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's National Make-A-Will Month, and LegalZoom helps you protect yourself and loved ones with a will or living trust.
With three kids, getting a will was always hanging over our heads. We researched attorneys, but the cost. We used LegalZoom and loved how easy and reasonable it was. We did our will online, and it only cost $69.
Set aside 10 minutes to get started. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. And save even more when you enter ESPN at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Dirt. It's the enemy. Too much of it in your engine can shorten its life. Get more performance out of your engine with a Fram Extra Guard air filter, your first line of defense against dirt. Change to the air filter that gives you 2 times the engine protection versus the average of leading standard retail brands. Fram. The dirt stops here. Based on Honeywell testing under ISO 50011, visit Fram.com for details on Fram engine protection and to get $2 off a Fram Extra Guard air filter by mail through October 31st, 2010.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Radio Superstation. Hey, we're talking about the harp. The guy playing the harp on 16th Street, about 5-6 blocks away from Coors Field, and there in the mall. There's some crazy things that go on down there. Crazy people hanging around down there. But great, great place to go watch a baseball game. Great adult atmosphere right outside the stadium, whether you're right across the street or downtown at the mall. And we had a winner.
Yeah, Jesse in Grand Island, a full-size grand concert harp, has 47 strings. He got it on the butt and a couple other harps. One has 46, one has 44. But 47 is what we were looking for, and Jesse hit it on the head. So he's got himself 2 tickets to the Heartland Event Center to see Styx, Foreigner, and Kansas. Good job. Another question we asked a little earlier in the show. And Ndamukong Suh, how many stars, what kind of a recruit was he coming out of high school? Class of 2005 for Nebraska there, number 9th ranked defensive tackle, number 1 ranked player coming out of Oregon, 4-star recruit.
There you go. You know what, just think, if had Bo Pelini not gotten his hands on the guy, would the guy have even been drafted? Nobody knew of the guy.
Oh.
Nobody knew of the guy. It's just amazing. And you mentioned the upside in competing and getting the most, or maybe getting kids to perform above their ability.
Who's the free safety from South Dakota? He went to South Dakota and then 33. I think he's 33 for the Huskers.
This year?
Yeah, he's cornerback, maybe linebacker. He's Caucasian.
It's not our boy Lance Thorell. I know that much.
He played it. He played at South Dakota and realized that his dream was to play for the Huskers. I think he was from Bellevue, O'Hanahan or something.
O'Hanlon. There you go.
Did he go to the?
Yeah.
He went to South Dakota.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at a story like that. He went to South Dakota, I believe, and then transferred back to the Huskers. And look at him. I think he got a free agent contract.
Yeah, he's got a chance to play at the next level.
That's what you're talking about, getting a guy inspired to do things or, you know, changing a kid's life.
I think it's harder. It's harder in baseball because, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but you get somebody that, hey, we're at the plate, big situation in the game. Blake Cover. We'll just say Blake Cover because I'm not picking on Blake, just pulling his name out. Great player. Best all-time hits leader at UNK. There's two on, two out. You need a big hit. Guy's looking for a pitcher to hit. You know that he's not going to look for someone outside the zone. He hits a rope right at the second base. I mean, just absolute ting. The bat goes ting. Everything's good. And it's blasted. The guy sticks a glove up. End of the game, end of the inning. And it's like.
Happened to us at the regional. We had the bases loaded. Blake Cover hit an absolute seed. Hardest ball hit all weekend right at the center fielder. Just, I mean, that's baseball. You know, he did his job. He squared it up. And the pitcher did his job and got the out. So, yeah, it's tough. It's definitely tougher in baseball to have that one shining moment, I always like to say. You know, in basketball, you have the jumper that falls in. And in baseball, you can get the big hit or whatnot. But, you know, or in football, I think football sometimes is tougher to have that one huge play. I mean, maybe it's a knockdown pass or an interception or a big sack. But, you know, football doesn't have kind of one defining. There's all those plays kind of add up, just like in baseball type of thing. And so, but I just know it's like an O'Hanlon kid who was at South Dakota, Division II, back probably when he was there, had a dream to play for the Huskers, did it, and Bo Pelini made him into, I think he may have even been Big 12, all-conference, and now has a chance to play professional football. So I think what coaches can do to get young people inspired, and for every kid, for every O'Hanlon that there was, think about, how many we've heard of for the Huskers who didn't make it? What's the guy on trial for murder? Thunder Collins. Yeah, I mean, for every Dominican Sue and O'Hanlon story for a coach inspiring somebody, there's sometimes coaches you just can't.
Scotty Baldwin's another one.
Lawrence Phillips.
You can't save the world no matter how hard. You can't save them all, as my father likes to always remind me of. But it's pretty amazing what kids can do when they are truly inspired to do great things.
Well, Damon's heading to vacation, and I tell you what, if you can't get to vacation, next best thing, head to the courtyard at Cunningham's Journaler. You'll feel like you're on vacation. They've got it all souped up out there, and, of course, the weather looking very nice outside. You can enjoy live music Tuesday through Saturday night, local and regional talent entertaining you all the way the night through there. You can make your money go a long way there as well at Cunningham's, the courtyard. They have $5 beer and burger specials. If you've been out there, you can smell the grill back there. Good, good stuff there. And don't forget, of course, Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town and the live music there. So make Cunningham's and the courtyard your destination tonight. And you know what? I'll even give a testimonial here. I think I'm going to go down there, have a couple of big ass beers, maybe like 7.
Fair enough. And try the shrimp on the Barbie out there. Excellent, excellent way to kick off the weekend, kick off Memorial Day weekend. Dude, I'm here.
There's breaking news. Ben Roethlisberger is allowed to work out with the team. So the Steelers now have a new pedophile. That they get to hang out with. So
hold on. You know what, Damon?
You can't bring your kids to work anymore. It's Steeler workouts.
Damon's sitting in Doug's seat today. We'll give you the official here.
Here's late breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Ben Roethlisberger back with the Steelers. Okay,
there you
that's
go.
All.
See?
Hey,
all in preparation for the Golf Channel. Look at that. Just breaking news here on ESPN. I'll have to put this one in my portfolio on my resume to send to Rich Lerner in the Golf Channel.
There you go. Hey, since you bring that up, why not talk about Albert Haynesworth? He's being sued for $10 million by an exotic dancer who claims he impregnated her and then abandoned her. They met up at the Super Bowl nearly 4 months ago. Sylvia Mena claimed the Washington Redskins player romanced her during Super Bowl week.
Romanced her. Nice. That's what it's called. That's what they call it down in Florida. It's called romancing.
Romancing. I would think Albert Haynesworth, at the size he is doing very little romancing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stripper, romance, yeah, two words that are synonymous.
I think in Nevada it's called prostitution. I like that romancing, though. I like that.
It's very stressful. She cries all the time, said Mena. Hey, we want to thank Andy Meyer for joining us, as always, on Wednesday at Local League. I want to thank Damon Dave for stepping in as he gets ready to head off to see the Cubs-Cardinals this weekend. I want to thank Derek for pushing the buttons. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mid-America Market Information.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!